From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Egyptian security officials say more than 300 people have been killed by suspected Islamic militants in an attack on a mosque in the northern Sinai Peninsula. This man was at the mosque when the attack took place.
It's very sad. It's pathetic. It's unhumanitic. It doesn't represent any sort of Islamic principles or Islamic faith. Islam doesn't allow anyone to kill anyone to harm.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi vowed the attack will not go unpunished. U.S. President Trump reacted to the violence, calling it a horrible and cowardly terrorist attack on innocent and defenseless worshippers. The president was also being told that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the U.S. will no longer supply weapons to Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria. It considers the YPG a terrorist organization linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. They have been fighting Turkey since 1984 in a conflict that has left about 40,000 people dead. Three flights carrying humanitarian and aid workers have arrived in Sana'a, Yemen's capital. The aid is the first allowed in the country in nearly 3 weeks, following a blockade imposed by the Saudi-led coalition, which had closed air, land, and sea access to Yemen in response to a missile attack by Iran-backed Houthi rebels. 4 UN peacekeepers and a soldier were killed and 21 others injured in 2 attacks on peacekeepers in Mali. The UN Secretary General denounced the act. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's first new leader in nearly 4 decades has taken office, replacing Robert Mugabe, who ruled the country for 37 years and was forced to resign as president earlier in the week. More from VOA's Anita Powell in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare.
Zimbabwe's new leader was sworn in Friday in a pomp-filled, exuberant ceremony filled with music, dancing, dignitaries, and promises from new president Emmerson Mnangagwa.
I, Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, swear that as president of the Republic of Zimbabwe, I will be faithful to Zimbabwe and obey, uphold, and defend the Constitution and all other laws of Zimbabwe.
President Mnangagwa won't have time to rest on his laurels and celebrate winning the job he clearly eyed for decades while serving as Mugabe's right-hand man. He will serve out the remainder of Mugabe's term, which is slated to end in mid-2018. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
London police found no casualties Friday after investigating reports of shots fired at a busy subway station. Police initially responded as if the incident were terror-related, but later said they have not located any trace of suspects, evidence of shots fired, or casualties. The North Korean nuclear crisis has a new negotiator, Pyongyang's longtime ally, Cuba. Reuters' Joel Lobby reports.
An unlikely ally is trying to talk North Korea out of a nuclear showdown with the West. Cuba is pushing its way into delicate negotiations. Its president, Raul Castro, hosted the rogue state's foreign minister, Ri Yong-ho, on Friday, hoping to convince Pyongyang to stop its rapidly expanding nuclear program. The nations have been allies since 1960, but Cuba is against nuclear weapons. And while state TV described the meeting as a brotherly encounter, some Western powers realized the island nation could be the ace up their sleeve to curb Kim Jong-un's erratic behavior. North Korea is racing to develop nuclear-tipped missiles capable of hitting the U.S. mainland, while President Trump has declared it a state sponsor of terrorism. He's also taken a much tougher stance on Cuba, which threatens the new era of diplomatic relations. Although with Havana's close ties to the Kim regime coming into play, that might give pause for thought.
Pope Francis heads to Myanmar and Bangladesh, with the international community upset about Myanmar's crackdown on Rohingya Muslims, calling it ethnic cleansing. The Pope has defined it by frequent denunciations of injustice committed against refugees. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.